It's your Daily Scramble live on KX93.5. Good morning. It's just after 7 o'clock here in Laguna Beach, California. I'm Jason Ferry. Tyler's away for the day. So Ava's here. Hello, Ava.
Morning.
What are you doing?
Nothing. Looking at what you posted. Tagged me in on
I
Facebook.
I tagged you on Facebook, yeah, to say that you were going to be on the show. Well, that's great. So we'll have a game of Name That Kazoon later. And we'll do the news and we'll talk rubbish and we'll let you into our lives. How about that? Go get a cup of coffee. And let's
and bring
start
it
the
here.
Day. Yeah, bring it here if you wouldn't mind. Yeah, that'd be very good. We always welcome a cup of coffee if you feel like passing the station. We're on the corner of Pearl Street and Pacific Coast Highway in Laguna Beach, California. Are you feeling all right, Ava? You look a little bit like you're
not quite here yet.
I'm
a bit dazed and confused.
Yeah, I know. It's very early in the morning. But we're going to have some fun. And speaking of coffee, here's Diane Coffee and a track called Mayflower. It's KX93.5.
On KX93.5, your daily scramble news now.
All right, let's start with Laguna News, shall we? Warm water temperatures for nearly 2 years are starting to take a toll on the health of Laguna Beach's offshore kelp beds. Marine experts say El Nino conditions are bringing warm water surface currents up from the coast of Mexico. The currents are transporting colourful and exotic fish, usually seen in warmer, more southerly waters. That's nice, but for ocean animal and plant life that flourish in nutrient-rich cold water, warm water isn't welcome. Warm water is devoid of nutrients that cold water ocean fishing plants like kelp that we're so obsessed with in Laguna need to thrive, says Mike Curtis, a marine biologist who led the kelp reforestation, the successful kelp reforestation here in 2002. While some beds are holding their own, others, especially those in Laguna Beach, are losing their grip. In the El Niños of 97, 98 and 2002 up to 2010, kelp was harvested off of Salt Creek in Dana Point and transplanted to Laguna Beach waters. In the 1984-85 El Niño, the kelp here survived and was used by Curtis and his team to restore forests off of Corona Del Mar. Whether the forests are still rooted and will return after the El Niño waters have passed is yet to be seen when Curtis's team replanted 25 acres of kelp forests along Laguna's shores more than 10 years ago. It took 1,000 dives. He says, I'm not going there yet. Big deal, the kelp in town, you know.
I know. And yeah. It's a plenty now, isn't it?
It was a plenty, but these waters are going to kill it again. And that's a shame.
I'm clearly not an expert on the ocean.
I brought you in here to be an oceanographist, ologist.
I get battered every time I go in it by a wave.
I know, we're not big sea goers, but we do appreciate it, obviously.
But this El Niño,
and the importance of it.
This is really, it's not a global warming thing, is it? It's a Mother Nature thing.
I don't know, no idea.
Oh, I thought you did know that.
I don't know.
I thought your friend James Pribram.
Pribram will know. He might phone in later and do a
search
report.
You're
we'll
wrong,
ask him.
You're talking rubbish.
No idea. No, there's a big blob of warm water for some reason out there.
I know.
And it does happen periodically. It's not just an El Niño, a global warming thing.
No, right.
Right. But,
so my thought then is if it's a Mother Nature thing, then isn't it, you know, so it's doing its Mother Nature thing everywhere, even if that means destroying the kelp.
You're probably right. And well done for being so astute first thing in the morning. It's so early. We don't usually talk, do we, at this time of the morning?
No.
Just sort of grunt at each other.
I'm better than you.
You are better than me in the morning. Should we go back to bed?
Yes, please.
Anyway, of course, the news outside of the Laguna bubble, all the news is about Paris. And here's some up-to-date stuff. A large manhunt, of course, is underway for surviving members and accomplices of the Islamist group that killed 129 people in Paris on Friday night. Police have named Salah Abdeslam, 26-year-old guy, as a key suspect. He was reportedly stopped by officers in the wake of the attacks, but then let go. Like the guy that killed Kennedy, or supposedly, allegedly killed Kennedy. What was his name? Forget his name now. Anyway, never mind. Meanwhile, French aircraft have attacked the Syrian stronghold of IS, Islamic State. Latest reports from France say police investigating the assaults have carried out a series of raids. French media organisations say major police operations have taken place in Bobigny, a suburb of Paris, Jumont, close to the French border with Belgium, and in the southern city of Grenoble. The Islamic State group has said it was behind Friday's gun and bomb attacks on Parisian bars and restaurants, a concert hall, of course, and the Stade de France, the country's main sports stadium. Seven attackers died in the assaults on the French capital, most of them after detonating suicide belts. Now, of course, it was big. It was a gig attacked there, and a lot of people died in the at the concert there in France, in Paris. Motorhead, Coldplay, and the Foo Fighters have joined U2 in cancelling gigs in the wake of the Paris attacks. I'm just trying to give you some music sort of segue there. Foo Fighters, who were due to perform in Paris on Monday, have called off the remaining dates of their European tour in light of this senseless violence. Rock band Motorhead, who were scheduled to perform in the French capital on Sunday, will now play there in January. The band's former drummer Phil Filthy Animal Taylor died last week, as an aside, age 61. Coldplay, meanwhile, called off a live stream of concert out of respect for the terrible events of Paris. That's one little shining light of goodness in this whole horrible event, is that Coldplay cancelled a gig, so that people of Paris are celebrating today. Friday's attacks hit a concert hall, a stadium, restaurants and bars. Of the 129 people killed, 89 were when gunmen stormed the Bataclan concert venue, where the Eagles of Death Metal were performing, their California band. The band members were unhurt, but Nick Alexander, a Briton selling merchandise at the gig, was among those killed. Yusuf Islam, also known as Cat Stevens, has sent love and condolences to the family of the 36-year-old swag guy who worked with the musician on a tour last year. The Democratic presidential hopefuls here in the United States have clashed over how to deal with the militant group IS or Islamic State in the wake of deadly terror attacks in Paris. Hillary Clinton, speaking on a debate stage in Iowa, said it cannot be an American fight and called on Turkey and the Gulf states to do more. But rival Martin O'Malley disagreed and said the US had to stand up to evil and lead on the front. And the attacks killed 129 people, of course, as I say. Hours after the near simultaneous attacks on Friday, those attacks being, you know, across Paris and then the day before in Beirut, CBS News vowed to shift the focus of the debate and put more emphasis on the counter-terrorism and foreign policy. A moment's silence was observed in Des Moines before the debate began, and the three candidates expressed their condolences to the French people. But then they clashed over the rise of IS, which has claimed responsibility for the atrocities. Mrs. Clinton, the former Secretary of State, was challenged by Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders for backing the Iraq War, which he says led to the rise of militants. She disagreed, saying the US foreign policy did not have the bulk of responsibility for the instability in the region, pointing instead to Syrian President Bashar al-Assad and Iraq's former leader Nouri al-Maliki. So everybody blaming everybody else for this horrible events of Paris. We'll be talking more about it as the morning goes on, and try and sort of educate ourselves a little bit on what's happened out there. It's KX93.5. That's your news. We'll do it again in an hour's time. Ava Burton's here. Say hello, Ava.
Morning.
Morning. You're on the radio, love.
I know. I'm really confused about the musicians not playing. I wanted to... You've moved on.
All right, we'll talk about it in a minute, all right?
Because I'm confused about that.
Yeah, we'll play a record and we'll talk about it, all right?
Okay. Daily Scramble Live.
Very good. Daily Scramble Live is... it's the morning show on KX93.5. Tyler's away for the day. He's in Chicago. That's not a real song.
You should have a second jingle for when I'm in.
Should I?
With Jason Ferdy. Jason Ferdy's wife.
That's great. Jason and his wife, maybe. What do you think about that? Ava Burton is Jason Ferdy's wife. Ava Burton, she's what a...
He's
crazy
still lucky
life.
To be alive.
No. So you had a question before. We were doing the news, and of course, everybody's lips, everybody's talking about Paris, and we're clearly not journalists, and we're not experts. We're just like you. We're just as confused and upset by the whole thing, really, aren't we, Abe?
Yes. Well, you said that a whole bunch of musicians, you two, Coldplay. I can't remember who else she said, but people that were big names that were booked to play in Paris.
Yeah.
Over the
next few days.
In the near future, have all cancelled. Well, surely they should be going. You know. We're not letting these guys stop you from having a good time. We're going to come. We're going to play the concerts. It's
if you don't
fine.
Play, then the terrorists win.
Yeah,
kind of thing.
All of that. Or have I missed something?
True. Yeah, you've missed something. But it's understandable because perhaps I didn't make it clear. Made it sound like it was a boycott, but it's not a boycott. It's tantamount to going into a war zone, Ava. There's been a load of bombs go off and 130 people killed. Right. So they're scared. They're nervous about it. And Paris has reportedly shut down all public places, including concert halls, until later this week. So they can't really play anyway.
it's about curfews and stuff.
Yeah, I mean, there are some quotes here from people. Bono called into an Irish DJ called Dave Fanning and expressed how the attacks are resonating with music fans. He says, and I'll try and do my best Bono accent, shall I? If you think about it...
it's not a leprechaun.
If you think about it, the majority of victims last night are music fans, so they are. This is the first direct hit on the music that we've had in this so-called war on terror, and it's very upsetting, he says. These are our people, which is absolutely right. And Bono, there you go.
Okay, well...
Anyway, our thoughts, of course, I'm making fun, but our thoughts, of course, are with the Eagles of Death Metal fans who were hurt and killed during that time. And Foo Fighters... have decided to cancel the remainder of their European tour. It's nerve-wracking, and you know what? You're not just responsible for yourself. You've got the whole crew with you, and they're driving, and they're crossing borders, and they're flying around, and you're responsible for those people. So, it's, you know, you can't take those kinds of risks. And also, you're encouraging, you know, people like the Foo Fighters encouraging 20, 30,000 people to congregate in a hall.
Yes.
And you just don't want to be responsible for that.
Asking for it.
Hate to say that, but I know what you mean. You know, the trouble can ensue, and nobody wants to be accused of being reckless in the face of that. It's not for us to fight that war. It's not for musicians to fight the war.
Okay.
You know, it's just for us to comment.
I totally get it, but might I suggest that next time you read the news, you make that clear.
I absolutely will.
It was like these musicians are boycotting Paris.
Right, they're not boycotting Paris. No, they're just being sensible and careful. And I imagine they've been told by authorities, you know, best not do it this week, pal. You know, they're all highly insured. It'll be fine. Now, of course, Paris is not used to this kind of attack. Although there've been some nasty attacks recently in Paris and in France generally, but. Imagine, you know, there are vigils going on. There are people sitting outside of government buildings with candles and people, you know, going to work or stop on the way. And, you know, it's really meaningful to the people that live there.
Of course.
Because this kind of thing goes on all the time in the Middle East. You know, 100 people killed is a regular thing, regular overnight thing in Baghdad and these places, Kabul. So imagine what, you know, it's just brought it closer to home, that's all. There's a lot of people have been to France. Not many people have been to Baghdad around here. Mm-hmm. But a lot of people have been to France and like French culture and feel much closer to them. It's, you know, I went to a... I used to be part of a group that used to meet and talk about philosophy. And one of the evenings that we did was about proximity, right? And it's really true that we have some ethical questions in our mind and some opinions about those things. But they really are based on proximity. You know, in Baghdad, every day, dozens of people are killed. I mean, that's kind of generalisation, but they are.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of people are killed generally, you know, across time. And we go, oh, that's terrible, and then we move on with our day. But because Paris is close to us, philosophically, emotionally, and also geographically, we feel more, you know... Historically, they're close to us too, you know. France was... Whatever we think about France, remember during the Iraq War when they were opposed to it, and we did that whole, we're not going to call French fries French fries anymore, and all of that.
They called
them freedom fries. And so, you know, we had a little bit of a tiff with them at the time, but they were the first supporters of the United States in the Revolutionary War. you know, Benjamin Franklin went over there and enlisted the French people. He lived there for a long time, Ben Franklin, and he's a great hero of the American people. And just, you know, that we've close to them in a lot of ways over time, over history. So it's a big deal, Ave, what I'm trying to say to you.
It is a big deal. It's a very big deal.
It's close to us. It feels close to us. It's not really, in effect, any different to 100 people killed in Baghdad. But because we feel close to them and because they feel like they are us, you know.
Yeah.
Just we, Charlie, and all that, you know.
Yeah.
So, it's a thing, isn't it? Anyway, our hearts, of course, go out to the, you know, I can't even imagine. Lives wrecked. Lives totally ruined, you know, by this. And
thousands of lives ruined.
Yeah, absolutely. Thousands. Of course. Because every one of those 130 people will have at least 10 people in their lives who are affected by this. School teachers, nurses, doctors, bus drivers, anybody, you know, every just normal people. It's really... It's shocking. We were dumbfounded, weren't we, when we found out? Yes, I'm sure everybody was. We found out, on Friday. My friend Mike told me we didn't know what to say.
No, actually, I saw it because a Facebook page had been I'm Safe Facebook page had been set up.
That's right. There's an I'm Safe Facebook page.
Yeah.
So for the people in Paris to post and say I'm all right.
I'm okay. We're okay. That's
goodness
how I
me.
Saw it. Not been listening. I'd been running around all day and had missed all the news, so that was the first I saw of it.
Imagine being a family member who's checking that website all the time, that Facebook page, and not seeing the person.
No, terrible.
I mean, it's just
terrible.
Beyond comprehension, isn't it? I want to do finish the headline, but I don't feel like now is a good time to do it. I feel like now is a time for reflection. You know what I mean? Because I don't really want to make too much fun. So, no more fun this morning. Okay, it's 93.5. It's Daily Scramble Live. Tyler's away for the day, so Ava's here with me, Jason Feddy. And we'll play music and we'll chat and we'll cheer ourselves up, all right?
Okay.
All right. Here's Bare Hands on KX 93.5, and a track called Bad Friend came out last year. It's Laguna's only FM.
And we just heard British heartthrob Jason Feddy from the 1980s singing I'm Gonna Have Your Way.
British heartthrob.
Ah, you were mine.
Yeah, well, you're gonna have my way, pal. I'm very strident in that song, aren't I? I'm telling people what to do. I don't like songs like that. I hate songs like that go like, let love rule. Be positive.
I hate
songs that tell you what to do.
I always want to go, you let love rule.
Yeah, do it.
Leave me alone.
It's mostly reggae guys who do that, isn't it? You know what I mean? Let the fire burn, especially white reggae guys. Black reggae guys don't. Black reggae guys sing about, you know, smoking weed and falling over and jar Rastafari. But white reggae guys often sublime those bands. They're often telling you what to do, and I find that irritating. Good morning.
Morning. What's happening now?
Well, I thought we'd have a game of... Pretty soon, I thought we'd have a game of Name That Kazoon. See if we can get people to call in. Text in. Here's the number, right? 949-715-5936. 949-715-5936 is the phone number and also the number to text to get through to Daily Scramble Live. Ava Burton's here. I'm here. Tyler is off doing something else today. I think he's in Chicago, actually. Nice town.
Oh, well, the Windy City might as well have stayed here.
Right, good segue.
Really? What?
Yeah, because it is windy out. Look.
I can't believe how windy it is here.
No, it really is. It's windy Monday.
Howling it was last night. Yeah. Howling.
We've got actually winds up to about 18 miles an hour this morning, but they're going to die off this afternoon when, of course, it'll be nice and mellow in the evening. But precipitation, no rain today. Humidity, 44%. And, 14 miles an hour wind on average. And it's sunny and 52, so it's not that bad.
No,
but,
it's very nice.
It's very nice. And it'll get up to 77 degrees.
77,
yeah,
really?
So it's going to be a warm day, actually. And these Santa Ana winds, I don't even know, really.
I don't know, but it's like, it's what the Americans call a little weather. We're having a little weather.
If you give us a call and play this game, Name That Kazoon, where you name a tune that we play on a kazoo, or I play on a kazoo, or Ava plays on a kazoo, you can win tickets to this band, the Toadies. They're playing in town pretty soon. All right, it's time for this.
Here's your morning surf report with Eco Warrior James Pribram on KX93.5.
He finds it, he can't say Pribram, that guy, can he? It sounds a bit like he's, I don't know what's wrong with him. Hello, James, how are you?
I'm good, buddy.
That's silly, isn't it? I'm doing all right. It's nice to hear your voice. Ava's here. Tyler's away for the day. We're glad you're here because we were just talking about the wind.
Oh, man. Is it windy right now or what?
We've got already terrible wind in Laguna today.
It's already like 18 miles per hour.
Yeah.
Looking at gusts up to 30 miles per hour this afternoon, actually.
No.
Out of the northwest, it's going to be a cold, blustery day in Laguna Beach today, that's for sure.
Great day for going up to the top of the world and flying a kite. Don't you think? I used to love flying those stunt kites with two strings. Really fun.
It sounds like a great day for going up to the top of the world and getting blown off.
Well, oh boy.
In a manner of speaking.
Yeah. It's
going to
be a cold.
You hear what she said there, James? She was a little joke. She was very good there. You just missed it.
I heard it. I almost said something and I refrained because I already have a couple violations, so I don't want to get kicked off for you.
All right, mate. Go for it. Do the weather. I'm sorry, I interrupted you.
Yeah, we got a high tide this morning at 10:43 a.m., a 5.09, with a low tide this evening, 6:25 p.m., a 0.23. And as I mentioned, it is going to be windy today out of the northwest. So it's going to be cold, and our water temps are going to be plummeting. Right now, we've got a current water temp of 59 degrees. Our high today is looking at about 68, but I'm going to say more like 66 with a low of 41. And we have a pretty decent-sized northwest wind swell, about 4 to 6 feet. Should increase through the day with the wind. And, it's a great day to fly a kite.
It really is. Well, thanks very much for that. What are you doing today? Can you surf today?
I can. I'm still out of the water for at least 2 more weeks. So I am on my way to physical therapy, rehabbing my wounded leg, soul. I need a hug.
Come in and get a hug anytime, James. Thanks for doing that.
But bring a coffee.
Yes.
I've got a question.
Yep.
So my dad and my stepmom are coming to visit in January, and they want to know, will it be raining? Will El Nino come and dumped on us January 6th.
It's going to be raining in January for sure.
Okay, I'll tell him to pack his umbrella.
Yeah, bring an umbrella. Bring some galoshes.
Yeah, they're used to it. They're British anyway. They're used to it. It'll be all right. It'll be fine. James Pribram, listen, wounded eco warrior, James Pribram, I should say. I'm on my way back.
Don't bother to come back. You guys have a good day.
You're a good man. Thanks for getting up early and doing that for us. We appreciate it. We'll see you soon.
Take care. Bye.
Cheers, mate. Bye. Yep, you're listening to KX93.5 G-Love and the Special Sauce featuring Citizen Cope and a track called Muse. Now, listen, it's KX93.5, Tyler's away. Ava's here with me, Jason Fetty. Do you want to play? Let's finish the headline, shall we?
Okay.
Want to do that?
Sorry.
Now, Tyler, you're eating a protein bar, aren't you?
Yeah,
that's all right. Good morning.
Welcome to your world.
Let's have a quick cough. All right, let's do it.
Okay, finish the headline.
Yeah, that's that. I thought there was more to it than that, but there clearly isn't. Finish the headline. It's KX93.5, and I'm just going to get some music to play. Bum, ba, dum, bum, 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 bum. Bear with me just for a moment. Oh, I love this. This is cool. Right. So, I don't know. Now, it's Thanksgiving coming up.
Yes.
And, of course, we're British, so we know all about Thanksgiving. Not. And, but turkey, that's what they do on Thanksgiving. They eat turkey.
Uh-huh.
They eat turkey, them Americans, that's what they do. And who's the biggest turkey manufacturer in the United States, Ave? Butterball, Jason. That's the answer to that question.
Oh, I didn't know. I was going to say Matheson, but that's... Well, who's he? Is he British?
He's British, yeah.
Okay.
Try saying Matheson's without saying That was the advert on the telly. Or was it?
Something like that.
All right. So, here's the thing. They've got a turkey hotline. You can call the hotline. Butterball. And this is if you're having a turkey emergency in November or December. You dial 1-800-BUTTERBALL, and they've had it for 34 years, this thing, but there's some really stupid questions that they get. So, here's the question. How do I roast my turkey so it gets golden brown tan lines in the shape of a blank?
Bikini.
Off! How did you get that?
It's obvious.
Is it?
Yes.
I would never have got that in a million years. Well done. Just a minute. I've got some applause for you. There we go. That's applause. You can't hear it, but there's applause. There's applause playing.
Can you hear it? Yeah, but we did it wrong as well.
Did we?
Because I jumped in too quickly. You meant from listening to this show on a regular basis.
Go on. What do we do?
You read the news and then he plays finish the headline thing.
Right.
And then you say it.
Wow.
So are we going to do it again?
You want to do it again?
A different one.
Not the
same one.
Right. It's in here somewhere.
So let's get it right. You know, just in case he's listening.
But all these things are all sort of, they're not in a line, so.
Oh, don't worry about it.
You have to search them. No, it's all right. Here, look. Right. You ready?
Yeah.
All right, stop that one and then start this one. Here we go.
Okay, finish the headline.
Okay, and then you read the story and then play that.
And then I play that.
And then I do it.
Oh, yeah. Got you. Okay. How about this? How much will my turkey blank when it cooks? How much will my turkey blank when it cooks?
Okay, finish the headline.
Like that? That's how you do it?
Cry. How much will my turkey...
You've come out with some good ones this morning. I'm really glad I invited you onto this show. I think I did the right thing.
How much will my turkey sweat when it cooks?
No, it's not sweat.
How much will my turkey shrink?
No, but close. Expand.
Oh.
The answer is it will not expand at all. The recommendation for the tan line in the shape of a bikini was to strategically use tin foil, aluminium foil.
Oh, yes, very good idea.
Why doesn't my turkey have any breast meat? It turns out the turkey was upside down. So that's why that happened. I carved my turkey with a chainsaw. Is the chain grease going to adversely affect my turkey? The answer is yes. Don't serve it or it might kill someone. I won my turkey at a casino and it thawed on my lap while I rode the bus home. Can I eat it? They don't recommend eating it after it thaws in warm temperatures.
No.
Not good to do. Not with poultry, is it? You shouldn't do it. So, there you go. The Butterball Hotline. 1-800-BUTTERBALL. And you can call them and ask them anything you like. Let's think of some silly questions we could ask the Butterball Hotline. I can't think of any at the moment.
I can't think of anything.
No. What do people do? They deep fry them. That's supposed to be very good, the deep fried turkey.
How?
You get a deep fryer.
How big does your deep fryer have to be?
Big. Well, you get a big pot of oil and you put it outside in the yard. That's most people do it in the yard. Put it in the yard, make sure the kids are miles away and put the turkey, obviously, don't fill the pot with oil.
So you cook it from raw to deep, you put it in your deep fryer raw and you take it out. Really?
Yeah, no, you know what we... Don't you think... You know about this because you've cooked a lot of chickens in your time. Presumably, you boil it first.
Well, I don't know. I don't know. I'm not a turkey cooker.
Yeah. You can't... Turkey soup's not nice. So you can't make soup out of a boiled... You know, you
very
boil...
Very gamey.
Yeah, it's not nice. It's too... A bit fatty. But if you boil the turkey first and cook it that way... And then deep fry. It'd be delicious because it's crispy.
Moist.
Moist on the inside and crispy on the outside. Yeah. Cooking with Jason and Ava. No idea what we're doing. No idea at all. We've got different opinions about how you boil an egg, so I don't know. Anyway, happy Thanksgiving if you're doing that. You should do it because it's the greatest American invention of all time.
Can we play that kazoon before I have to go to the dentist?
You want to do that?
Yeah.
I'll play one more song.
All right.
All right. Brand new music right now. From Squeeze, one of my favourite bands of all time, on KX93.5. It's KX93.5 from the cradle to the grave. That's Squeeze. I wanted to put a band together called Squeezed, like a tribute band, you know, but I never did it. Hello.
Hello.
You can speak anytime you want, Ave. You don't have to wait for me.
I'm thinking about that. I remember thinking that it was a great idea, but how many songs are there?
What do you mean, Squeeze songs? Mm. Oh, there's millions. Let's think of them. Black coffee in bed, tempered by the fruit of another. 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, whatever that one is.
Shells on a beach. Michelle on a beach.
Pulling muscles from Michelle.
Pulling muscles from Michelle, that's right.
is that love? It's a great song.
That one, Riding Across the Desert.
I ride across the desert to deep. That was a good one.
This new one?
That new one? Which I don't know enough yet. I can't sing it yet. Speaking of singing, let's do Name That Kazoo.
Okay.
Shall we?
Okay.
I think there's a sweep for that. I think there's a bit of like music for it. Shall we see? I'm not used to it because Tyler does all this usually. Name That Kazoo we're looking for.
Should we just play it amongst ourselves?
Well, nobody's called in to do it, so let's do that. Yeah.
Okay.
Here we go. Look.
It's time for Name That Kazoo.
Wow, Name That Kazoo. That's right. It is. Now, I'm an expert kazoo player, as you know. You hear this music?
Is that you?
That's me playing the kazoo on there and the guitar.
Do you know what you are, Jason? You're an excellent blozzer.
Is that what they call it? A blozzing?
Well, you're blowing down the kazoo.
Blowing, blozzing, yeah. No, I mean, they just did it. They made me do it because they couldn't afford to pay anyone. That's why I do it. That's why I do all that.
They didn't pay you for that?
No, do me a favour. Get in there and do that. Get in there with that kazoo. Write something. You idiot. All right, so play the Name That Kazoo. Now, so what we do is I get the kazoo and I play a tune.
Okay.
All right. Slade! Do you know what it's called?
Yes, the Here's to You, Merry
Christmas. All right, Merry Christmas. That's good. I thought I'd do a seasonal one. Go on.
Okay. I'm not an excellent blogger.
It's all right. It's all right.
One shouldn't apologise for oneself, should they?
No, we shouldn't.
About to perform.
Hey, listen, yeah. Sorry about this and then do it.
Okay.
That's not good.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Oh.
You have to sing into it. No,
is
no.
Is it the wrong
you
end?
You can't... If you blew into it, then what would happen? No, the big end. It's the big end. It's the big thing under your nose. Stick it in the big thing under your nose, that big hole under your nose. Stick it in there and hum. You're humming.
Okay.
My God, it sounds like a dying squirrel.
Terrible, that's not it. That was the wrong key.
Start again. Sorry. You can't laugh and do it at the same time.
No. You really didn't know what that was? I'm surprised.
Da, 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 da. No, I don't know. I've no idea what that is, Ava.
Okay, so... Anybody, please do call in.
Yeah, call in if you knew what that was, or text us at 949-715-5936. One more time, please, if you don't mind.
Oh, God, it's difficult.
Da, da, da.
I'll try it.
Don't blow, you just blew again.
Okay. Been said before.
You're supposed to hum.
I thought I was going to be really good at this. This is why I wanted to play. You know what? I've fallen flat on my face. I'm really embarrassed.
Well, it's all right. There's no money in it anyway, if you take it up professionally. It's only just begun. Oh, it's Christmas, everybody. All coming up anyway. That's the sound of Slade on KX93.5. They were like the biggest thing, really, in Christmas music in the UK when we were growing up. Ava Burton is here with me because Tyler... is not here. So that's nice, isn't it? Hello, Tyler Russell.
Morning.
Are you all right? Are you going to the dentist? I know, it's not nice.
I'll go to the dentist. I know, I'm just about to go to the restroom here and brush my teeth. Because why do you do that? You really, really clean them up before you go, don't they?
Yeah, when the cleaners come to the house, you always tidy up, don't you?
I know, but you don't want somebody looking over your... You know.
Such a horrible job being a dentist. This show is dedicated to dentists everywhere. Because it's really... I mean, I know they get paid well, but it's really a revolting job. I wouldn't want to do it. It's horrible.
Dental hygienist.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Oh, chipping away, looking in there in the mouth all day
scraping
long.
Scraping all the plaque off.
It's the same thing all day long. It's all you're doing is scraping plaque. Horrible. It's as bad as any construction job or anything like that. It's really...
Although...
What?
When I went to see my dental hygienist recently, she said that she'd done an internship for 3 months in Florence. So that's nice, isn't it?
Because you never saw anything because you spent the whole time. And people's teeth in Florence, they all look like the Ponte Vecchio, don't they? Got those European teeth.
Higgledy-piggledy,
yeah, with little jeweller shops in there.
Very good.
And a river running underneath. So, got Ben Hazelwood coming in. When you're going to leave at 9 o'clock, I know, to go to the dentist, but Ben Hazelwood is coming in after the 9 o'clock, or in the 9 o'clock hour. He is, basically, he's done very well on New Zealand and Australian pop idol. So like American Idol or The Voice or whatever, those sort of shows.
Yep.
He's done well on competitions on the TV. He's a bit of a heartthrob, actually.
Is he?
Good looking fella.
Oh, sorry, I'm going to the dentist.
Yeah, sorry about that. Come back when your teeth are all clean. Sure, we'll find you very attractive. He's on in a few moments' time here on KX 93.5. Thanks for coming in, Ave.
My pleasure. I'm devastated that I can't play the kazoo.
You can take it with you and practice in the car.
I listen to you and Tyler doing it, going, "Oh, I could do that. I wish I could do that. I want to do that." And I couldn't do it.
We make it look very easy, don't we?
Can I have some lessons? Will you pay for some kazoo lessons for me?
Yeah, I will. I think they're doing them at the guitar shop in town. Yeah, $60 an hour. In fact, I'm thinking, by the way, anybody fancies kazoo lessons? I'm giving kazoo lessons. $60 an hour. It's KX 93.5. It's Daily Scramble Live. It's 5 to 9 in the morning.
Okay.
Here in Laguna Beach on a blustery day. Go on then, say goodbye.
Goodbye.
All right, thanks very much. Here's some messages from our friends and sponsors. And after that, more generational alt-rock on KX93.5. Yeah, it's KX93.5. And one of the favourite things to do here at the radio station is to have people come in and play live music. And Ben Hazelwood is here. Started out on a couple of those kind of talent shows down in Australia and New Zealand. And now really making... Well, he's out here. He's touring in the United States, so that tells you things are happening for the guy. And he's in the studio right now. And the guy's going to play live, and then we'll have a chin wag after that. So when you're ready, fellas.
Baby, can you hold me and handle me now? Closer, so please talk me down. There's something on my skin and I can't let you go. I don't know much, but I know what I know. Save my soul. From my island, your skies and the kind. We're going under and I've lost my mind. Save my soul, I want to drown. Give me your love, well that's all I wanted. All along you've been hiding your heart. I want it. I like you like moving in through the night. I like you like falling, never knowing why you love when we grow broken.
Wow, there you go, the new single. But live in the studio from Ben Hazelwood. Hello, Ben. How are you, sir?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm great. Thanks for coming in and driving down from LA, but coming all this way from the Antipodes.
Thank you.
No, it's absolutely a pleasure. When you talk, get really close to that mic, because I've got you. So, you've got the pipes of a... I don't know, man. You could have sung that from Wellington or wherever.
Yeah. it's a big voice.
Yeah, it's a big... Especially for this time of the morning. Well, nicely done. So there's a new single. Are you excited?
Yeah, really excited. We just released it a few weeks ago, and we just started this US tour. We started in New York, played a gig there. First time visiting New York and first gig in the States. So
exciting.
That was awesome. And yeah. then we're just kind of making our way across the country, visiting radio and playing wherever we can, really.
Well, I'm happy to have you here, mate.
Oh, thank you.
And I was looking online because I, trying to figure out questions to ask you, but I'm desperate to ask you about the talent competitions on the TV.
Yep.
You started 2006 at New Zealand. What was that one called?
New Zealand Idol. Yeah.
Everybody used to say to me, you should be on American Idol. And I used to say, I'm not American, but I am Idol. Bone Idol. Get it? Little joke there. It's just a silly joke. And I'm looking at the list of songs that you sang. You sang some of my favourite songs of all time. Fall at Your Feet, Crowded House.
Yeah.
We should do that.
It's a great song.
Do you know the chords of that song? No, I do. Do you want to sing it?
Do you know how to?
I can play.
Yeah, we can totally do
you
this.
You want to try it?
Yeah, let's do it.
That would be fun. I've got a shaker. You can play. All right. I didn't want to throw you in at the deep end.
No, it's fine. I know it well.
I'm going to totally love that song, and I'll sing the backup vocals as well.
Perfect.
We'll have total fun with this, and we'll podcast it later.
Nice.
All right, we'll do that in a few moments' time, but that's really fun. So tonight's gig, you're playing tonight in Silver Lake, Hipster Central.
Yeah,
it is. You don't know about that.
I've been there once, but yeah, I think I have heard that actually.
You'll need to stop on the way and get yourself a handlebar moustache for a costume.
And some form of like big.
Some sort of headgear, yeah. Absolutely. Satellite in Silver Lake tonight for Ben Hazelwood. Now, tell me about the show. Tell me about what it's like being on those shows. What's your biggest sort of memory of it? Are you still delighted you did it, or are you sort of like, God, I'd like to forget it?
No, sometimes, like now. there are some really great things about it. A lot of positive experiences taken from it, but it's kind of, you do get this kind of almost like a blacklist from the, I'm a singer, songwriter, and I write all of my own music, and I, have worked on my voice to be as, good as it possibly can. And so, I really class myself as a musician. So, but then kind of going on a few of those two of those shows kind of gives you a bit of a rep as, reality TV kind of...
Right, a sort of amateurish sort of answer. But you're not, and you're absolutely right, you're not. And I'll tell you what, you were 17 at the time when you first did it.
Exactly.
So...
I think you're out there just kind of hustling and you're looking for any opportunity you can get. So, that was there and I kind of went through it and I had a good time. And the Australian, The Voice, made it to the finals and stuff. Yeah. And that was cool. I mean, I don't regret it, but it's just a... learning experience, and it's also kind of to go through that. I think the thing that people don't really understand is how intense and how difficult those shows are and nerve-wracking and everything. So I think that, if you're playing like I play tonight, my own music in a live room with a live band and stuff, it's so much more relaxed than being on that stage and that environment. So I think that if you can get through that, then you can kind of get through anything. So it's good training and preparation for
sure
what else can be thrown at you.
And they're trying to groom you in some way.
Exactly.
And that's such an, like that's not what you're about, obviously.
Mm.
You're about going out there and reaching people with your songs.
Yeah.
I can totally tell that from listening to the music. So it's an odd thing.
Yeah.
But like, you're a little older now. And you're out there and obviously reaching a lot of people. I have a brilliant story about one of these shows. Many years ago, right, before any of these Idol shows were on, there was a show on British TV called Pot of Gold. Right?
What?
With Des O'Connor was the guy that did the thing. You don't remember any of these people.
No,
but he was a cheesy guy, and it was a cheesy show, and it was one of these talent shows.
Mm.
So I was a singer-songwriter at the time, and my manager said to me, "You want to be on this show? They're paying 400 quid. So I said, yeah, all right, let's do it, 400 quid in a hotel in Birmingham or somewhere. So we went to this TV station and we did it. And I never thought anything of it because I thought nobody is going to watch this show. Nobody cares about this show. Do you know there's a soap opera in Britain called Coronation Street?
Yeah.
You know about this?
Everyone
right.
knows Coronation.
Everyone, right, so, and everybody watches it.
Yeah.
So 6 months later, the show, this crock of gold is going to be broadcast. We'd completely forgotten about it. The trailer for during Coronation Street, there's a commercial break.
Mm.
And they showed the trailer for Crock of Gold in the commercial break. And whose face do you think they showed on the trailer? So then the phone starts ringing. Are you on Crock of Gold? Are you on Crock of Gold? And I know, it took me years to live it down.
So that's followed you.
And I didn't win. I was second.
Is that why you had to move to the US to escape the shame of being on Crock? Did you say Crock of Gold?
Crock of Gold.
Oh, I thought you said Pot of Gold. Crock of Gold.
No, it was called Pot of Gold.
Pot of Gold.
Because we called it Crock of, you know, shh.
Oh, yeah.
Can't say it. Crock of poo. Can't say it on the radio. That's what we called it.
Yeah, got it.
And the 400 quid we spent in like 2 minutes.
Yeah,
gone
exactly.
Like,
at the hotel bar afterwards, right. Trying to get over the experience you've just put yourself through.
Yeah, I came second to some guy singing a song from some Broadway show, you know.
Yeah. Andrew Lloyd Webber.
So I empathise with you, mate. But things got great after that.
You feel the pain.
It's totally fine. So, awesome. Cool. All right. Well, you know what we should do? Let's do this song.
Yeah. Keen.
I don't know how we're going to do this without having dead air. Here, look, give us... Do you mind? Can I tell you? What's your name, mate?
Evan.
We're stealing the guitar from Evan.
Stealing it from Evan, and I'm going to... Have you got a pick? Or do you not bother with it?
I do.
All right. So, we're going to do Crowded House's song...
Fall at Your Feet.
Fall at Your Feet. This is proof. This is proof that no grooming is required, and that... And that Ben Hazel was the real deal, and he can sing anywhere, do anything.
I haven't sung the song for a while, so I'm hoping that this works out well.
We'll get it together. Do you know what key you did it in? You can't remember.
No idea. Just play whatever.
We'll do it in the original key, C major. All right. Ben Hazel was totally putting you on the spot. If this goes well, you'll never forget this. And the podcast will go out.
I think
it'll be fun
same if it goes badly as well.
Really close tonight, and I feel like I'm moving inside her, lying in the dark. I think that I'm beginning to know her. Let it go. I'll be there when you call. And whenever I fall at your feet, you let your tears rain down on me. Whenever I touch your soul burning pain, hiding from me now. There's something in the way that you're talking. Words don't sound right, but I hear them all moving inside you. Go. I'll be waiting when you call. And whenever turned upon itself, and I'm more than willing to offer myself. Do you want my presence or need my help? Who knows where that might lead? I fall at your feet, at your feet, at your feet.
Good time.
Everyone's clapping in the station. That's really cool of you. Thanks for being a good sport. I haven't played that song in years either.
I haven't sung that song in years.
In fact, when we first started, I went, did all that thing. I thought it was the wrong song.
Somewhere,
it was
Somewhere Deep Inside. Right? Yeah, I was like, dude.
But you got the, you did it. You got, you, at least you were singing the right key and I could change to A minor from C. So it was all right. Thank you for lending me that, Evan. Wow, that was really fun. I had a good time.
Good times.
Thanks for letting me do that. Probably pushed it a little
is
too far.
Is that the
there.
Song that you played on Pot of Gold?
No, no, I did one of my own songs. You can still see it online. I've got big bushy dreadlocks. You know, I was nice. Young, I was much younger then. Yeah, it was a funny experience. I got very drunk and embarrassed myself at the end of the night.
Like a Bob Marley track.
Kind of, yeah. Like I was like a big sort of white, big fat white drunk Bob Marley, desperate.
Everyone wants to be friends with that dude.
No, that's right. Nobody wanted to hang out with that guy. Wow. Oh, man, so it's Ben Hazelwood is the name of the singer, songwriter, fantastic stuff. New single, Wanted, out now.
Yes.
Brilliant. Can that available at the usual
iTunes, outlets? Online. You can go to benhazelwood.com and it sends you to all the links and everything. So, yeah.
Good man. Playing at the Satellite Silver Lake tonight and Bar Pink on Wednesday in San Diego, California. Hey, have a great time.
Thank you so much
and
for having us.
And please come back and see us if you come back this way again.
Yeah, we will.
All right, man.
For sure. Another jam.
Brilliant. Thanks for coming in. See you later.
See ya.
Daily scramble life. Daily scramble life.
Yeah, thanks again to my wife, Ava Burton, for coming in and sharing the load, the burden here on KX93.5. The Daily Scramble Live this morning. Tyler's been away, of course. And thanks again to Ben Hazelwood for coming in and singing and doing his thing and being such a good sport, letting me play guitar on that Crowded House song. He had no idea I was going to drop that on him, so it was very nice of him. Yeah, cool. All right, well, we're moving toward the 10 o'clock hour, in which more music is played and less talk is spoken. It's KX 93.5.